The Environmental Protection Agency wants drinking water utilities to get rid of all their lead water pipes within a decade. That's according to a proposed lead and copper rule the agency announced Thursday in a big move to protect kids and vulnerable people from exposure. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the question is, can utilities meet that deadline?
The EPA says it's achievable. Cities like Newark, New Jersey, Benton Harbor, Michigan, and Green Bay, Wisconsin were all able to replace their lead pipes within 10 years. The federal government has also made $50 billion available for water and wastewater infrastructure upgrades. Nearly half of that can be used for replacing lead pipes specifically. But that might not be enough, says Gabriel Filippelli, an earth sciences professor at IUPUI who directs the Indiana University Environmental Resilience Institute.
I think the funding that's been set aside for this is probably going to get us about halfway there in that time frame.
Filippelli says we also don't know where most lead pipes are in cities. They're not well mapped yet. The EPA says water utilities have until fall of next year to finish an initial inventory of their lead pipes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The rule would also lower the threshold for when public health agencies address elevated blood lead levels in children to 10 micrograms per deciliter. But Indiana's threshold is half that, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends an even lower one.